Good afternoon. That ripple of low pressure that pushed clouds our way overnight and earlier this morning, and even a few showers along Route 17, is now tracking south and east of our area through the mid-Atlantic region and eventually out to sea. We'll have more in the way of sunshine through the afternoon hours. Still, clouds will mix in, and the humidity levels will remain low, even as temperatures climb into the lower 80s for afternoon highs. Tonight, partly to mostly cloudy skies and dry, temperatures back into the 50s. And with an east-northeasterly wind flow developing tomorrow, slightly cooler in the 70s to around 80 with a mix of sun and clouds with lower humidity. A big ridge in the middle part of the country producing excessive heat into the weekend will spread in our direction. Saturday and Sunday, temperatures will warm up with mostly sunny skies, lower to mid-80s to start the weekend and mid to upper 80s by Sunday. The heat will crest over us on Monday, and the humidity starts to build in a bit with mostly sunny skies. Highs will be around 90. The next front will head our way from the Great Lakes in southern Canada on Tuesday with scattered showers and thunderstorms, bringing our highs back into the lower 80s, then behind the front, lower humidity with highs in the upper 70s on Wednesday. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the Storm Prediction Center in Norman, Oklahoma, has outlined an area of an enhanced risk of severe thunderstorms across parts of eastern Ohio, West Virginia, southwestern Pennsylvania, and western Maryland. An upper-level trough will move southeastward from the Great Lakes into the upper Ohio Valley today as a cold front advances southeastward into the southern and central Appalachians. Thunderstorms appear likely to first initiate around Lake Erie around midday, with a linear convective system organizing and moving southeastward into the central Appalachian Mountains during the afternoon, then tracking toward the mid-Atlantic coast. Dew points should be in the mid-60s to lower 70s in this region, which will contribute to moderate instability. The wind profile is forecast to be unidirectional with substantial speed shear in the mid-levels. This environment should be favorable for damaging wind gusts, especially if a linear convective system can organize, but a couple of tornadoes cannot be ruled out. And a large ridge of high pressure will dominate the weather pattern across much of the central and western parts of the country into the weekend with building intense heat. Excessive heat watches and warnings have been issued for a large part of the southwest with highs in the 110 to 125 degree range not out of the question. Also, heat advisories have been expanded in the middle of the country and are in effect for all of the central and southern lower plains to the Gulf Coast and all of the mid and lower Mississippi Valley, with the combination of heat and humidity making it feel between 103 and 109 degrees. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 107 degrees at Roswell, New Mexico, to a low of 23 at Crater Lake, Oregon. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City mostly cloudy with a few showers in the upper 70s, Boston mostly sunny in the upper 70s, and in Buffalo mostly cloudy with the risk of a shower and highs near 80 degrees. The average high temperature in Albany today, 78 degrees, the average low, 57, the record high, 96, set in 1967, and the record low, 40, in 1961. Sunrise this morning was at 5:16 a.m. Sunset this evening, 8:36 p.m., 15 hours and 20 minutes of daylight, an increase of 1 minute from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Mostly sunny today, with highs right around 90. Mostly clear tonight, lows in the lower to mid-50s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, cloudy, a chance of a shower, especially closer to the coast, with more sunshine as we get through the afternoon, and highs in the lower 80s. Mostly cloudy tonight, lows in the upper 50s. For the Mohawk Valley, west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, a mix of sun and clouds today with highs right around 80. Partly cloudy tonight, lows in the mid-50s. For the northern and southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, mostly cloudy with the risk of a shower and more sunshine developing as we get deeper into the afternoon today with highs right around 80. Mostly cloudy tonight, lows in the upper 50s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires north of I-90. A mix of sun and clouds today with highs in the lower 80s. Partly cloudy tonight, lows in the mid to upper 50s. Region-wide for tomorrow, mix of sun and clouds, low humidity near 80. Mostly sunny, warmer Saturday, lower to mid 80s. More sunshine on Sunday for Father's Day, even warmer, mid to upper 80s. Mostly sunny, hot, and a bit humid Monday, right around 90. A good chance of showers and thunderstorms on Tuesday in the lower 80s, and back to the mid 70s with a mix of sun and clouds and lower humidity on Wednesday. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.